The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Well, the Chamber of Commerce and Industry has been listening. A front page on the West Australian says we're back in the game. Kevin Johnson has been spruiking this ever since he's been on Perth Live. And he's with me this afternoon, of course. Kevin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and a good afternoon. It's actually down in Fremantle at the moment at the RIU Explorers Conference. Record attendances this year, so that word is certainly filtering out. We didn't need the front page of today's paper to tell us that. As you rightly point out, we've been talking about it for some time on this program. Because why? Because I can see commodity prices go up. I can see share prices going up. So that's always a good sign. And the market, as I've said many, many times, is a barometer, not a thermometer, people. So if you understand what that means. But anyway, I'm very happy about today's headlines. Also happy about today's movement.
We're up 10.
Up in a row this week. Up 10, was up 30 at one stage. There's been so much activity. There's so many company reports out. Big Cap Industrial Australia has been reporting a lot today. Some very nice surprises. And basically, if you didn't move three digits today, like over a dollar, or you didn't move double-digit percentages, you just weren't trying.
And the most traded stock today, Kevin, was A2 Milk Company.
I just find this extraordinary. I mean, they were $8 the other day. I came in this morning, I sat down and Brad says to me, have you seen A2 Milk Company? I said, I don't want to see it, Brad. What is it? He goes, they're over $13. And they were. They got as high as $13.78. They had a range today between $11.70 and $13.78. That's a big movement.
It's
I'm talking
huge.
20% today. They finished up 7%. Up 80 cents to $12.10 after getting to $13.78. Just phenomenal. The number one traded stock. To me, that just says, either they're coming out of China or they're coming out of the US. Someone big is coming out of somewhere and wanting to trade A2 Milk Company shares. But, you know, from $8 to basically where we are, $12 today in a number of couple of days, that's just phenomenal. I mean, we love the company. We love the story. We love the product. But boy, oh boy, I think its market cap's about $5 billion now, something ridiculous like that. In fact, it might even be higher than that. But it is a big number, and that's the way it is. Yes, it's been quite an extraordinary day. What else did I see that was up today?
Qantas.
Qantas, yeah. Qantas took off. Yes, they certainly took off. They joined in. Yes, they did. They took off along with Flight Centre and Webjet. So what is this? Is everyone suddenly travelling? I don't know. Flight Centre up $5.19, 10.3% to $55.26. Webjet were up 16%, up $1.66 to $12.01. Even Channel 9 went up 16%. We saw 7 move earlier in the week. Well, they didn't miss out here as well, so things maybe aren't as bad out there in media land. They're up 16% to $1.97. That'll keep a few fund managers happy. So that was quite extraordinary. And ARB, who are they? They're the four-wheel drive people that sell all the parts and bits that go on four-wheel drive. They went up $1.87 to $20.77. Cochlear up $1.84. What was that you said? CSL up $1.47. Oh, it just keeps on happening everywhere I look. It's just good to see. What else? We don't need to cover any more shares. I can just tell you it was up, and it's up everywhere. The Qantas were up 31, by the way, to 558. Doing a share buyback, you know I hate those, but they're good luck to them if they want to do it. Got nothing else to spend their money on.
China. What about China? China? It's the year of the dog.
It is, yeah. It came back today. They've had a Chinese New Year's finished in China now. Well, they're all resorting back to travelling home. Can you imagine moving that many people around in a short period of time? But they're all on their way back. The market today was actually a bit weaker in China today. I know I'm telling a few. I'm looking at the wrong place. I'm looking at Taiwan. China was up 2%. There we go. The Shanghai Index up 2% today. So they joined in as well. It is the year of the dog. Last year was the year of the rooster. That was a great year. So let's hope the dog's as happy as the rooster. We'll be barking all year for this market to keep going as it is. Currency-wise, it came off a lot, I could tell you. It's down to 78 at the moment, 78.05. You're buying euros, they're still $1.57. Sterling's still $1.78, so not real change there. And the gold price was steady all day. It was a bit weaker overnight, but still steady around 1325. But with that weaker currency, it's hovering just below 1700, still at 1695. So I'm heading back inside to see if I can find out some more gems of information down here, and look forward to chatting tomorrow.
All right, you go and enjoy the RIU Resources Conference with the record numbers of people. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, thank you, mate.